What's up, Geek Culture Congress? Louis Speedy Jr. here once again, bringing you my review of The Kitchen, which is starring Melissa McCarthy, Tiffany Haddish, and Elizabeth Moss. This movie is actually based on a comic book, a DC Vertigo comic book, of course, called The Kitchen. And we got to check it out. I got to check it out Monday with my wife. She enjoyed it without, you know, much more explanation. but I also enjoyed it as well. It's always good to see a movie that is based on a comic book that doesn't have nothing to do with superheroes, fantasy, sci-fi, you know, the usual troves of, you know, what they expect from a comic book, you know, movie. Melissa McCarthy her performance was excellent. It was a very serious performance. If you're looking for a comedy, because she's top billing and, you know, you're expecting another comedy from her, you'd be mistaken. Also, Tiffany Haddish, of course, she's very famous for doing comedy as well. It's a very serious acting going on in this movie. And, of course, we already know Elizabeth Moss's acting chops for seriousness for being from The Handmaid's Tale. And
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This movie is a crime drama, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so if you're looking for some, you know, crazy blockbuster action movie, this is not it. Okay, talk about in the lines of Godfather, Scarface, Goodfellas. This is what this movie is about. Okay, so if that's your kind of movie, I highly recommend it. I enjoyed it personally because I do enjoy those crime movies, and it is going to be available in movie theaters this weekend, starting Friday. Okay, so go see it. I highly recommend it. Good time in the movies. Definitely give it 3.5 stars out of 5. It was a good time at the movies. I couldn't really tell any, you know, plot holes or anything, but I'm sure, you know, maybe I need to say it one more time. But I thoroughly enjoyed it. I highly recommend it. Go check it out. It's always great to see a comic book movie that's not based on the usual troves and what you expect from a comic book, you know, and shows that, you know, we could tell all kinds of different stories via the comic book medium, and, you know, and also translates them out to a movie. So go check it out. The Kitchen is in movie theaters this weekend, starting this Friday, and I'll be bringing you more interviews from the Florida Tampa Bay Comic Con, usually one a day until I'm out. Okay, so I got about like 5 more interviews that I gotta upload to you guys, so keep on the lookout for that. And Speedy Jr. signing off here from Geek Culture Congress, and we'll be back with a brand new show also next week with the whole crew, Joey Franchise and Tarek Lewis. Okay, see you next time.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.